Good morning. Welcome to this session about bioenergy crops. This morning we're going to answer some questions in regards to the impacts of crop residue removal and energy crops, such as switchgrass and other types of grasses, the impacts that they have on soil and environment. We have a good number of speakers lined up this morning, and I'm looking forward to your participation. I'm Humberto Blanco. I'm an assistant professor at Kansas State. I'm stationed in the research center in Hays, in western Kansas. I've been there for 1.5 years, and now it's my pleasure and privilege to be here and presiding this session. There are excellent topics of discussion this morning, but some of the topics that we'll be talking is about the impacts of energy crops on water quality, some modeling and experimental data. Also, we look at impacts of energy crops on soil properties, carbon sequestration and crop yields, and obviously biomass production. And then, it's one of the topics that hasn't been explored much, is growing bioenergy crops on, in marginal and degraded lands. Probably that's going to be the final option. It's just, you know, personally I feel that, you know, removing crop residues may have, you know, adverse impacts on soil and environment, so we're going to discuss more about this later. But growing energy crops in marginal lands might be a potential strategy for supplying feedstocks for biofuel production. Okay, just a quick reminder. The total time for our speakers will be 15 minutes. That includes presentation plus questions, time for questions. And please encourage that you turn off your cell phones so don't distract our speakers.